this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Carlos, thanks for holding for those two guests in Texas. You're on the air. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here in Houston, Texas, Alex, and I'd like to talk about Rex 84 and the open border. And it's all coming back together. Look, and I downloaded the internment and resettlement operation. Sorry, I'm just, my adrenaline's so pumping on everything going on.
No, exactly. We get close to things and then don't act like they're sensational because we're used to it, even though it's sensational. It's good you're freaked out that you've got the resettlement people they're hiring. It all just clicked. They've been hiring all those resettlement people for the U.S. They've been gearing up with all this stuff, and then now they're imploding the borders. It is Rex 84. Go ahead.
It really is. I mean, part of Rex 84, for people that don't know, I know you and I do, is to round up these people, detain them, and to be controlled by FEMA. Now, if you look back at the internment resettlement operation manual from February 2010 for the U.S. Army, it talks about this. It talks about they planned this and they're implementing it.
And then that's the rollout of the new National Police Force with a mission that's real that they caused to then be a permanent force who will then be for the general public, just like the article linked on drudgereport.com. We have the local news clip we're going to play when we come back in the next segment. Armed Homeland Security agents and community outreach to let people know they're in the area and to remind them to snitch on neighbors. I'm not kidding. So, and I'm glad you got chills. I'm glad you're stammering. I'm glad you're freaked out. That's a normal response when you discover an evil, premeditated plan that the Border Patrol, ICE, and Homeland Security won't even understand mid-level and low-level. We're here decompartmentalizing. But that's why they go, oh, there's no internment resettlement camp program. There's no Rex 84. There's no FEMA camp. That's why that congressman told Jesse Ventura that, and Ventura goes, here's the bill. And he goes, oh, that bill, FM3-39.40. Go read it, folks, for the American people, how to process our Social Security numbers, all of it. Hey, I'm going to do a special report on this tonight on the news. You guys print me that again? Anything else, Carlos?
Well, people need to wake up because they're planning to crash the U.S. dollar. In the Internment Resettlement Manual, at the back, Appendix J, they talk about paying these detainees, civilian internment personnel, in Swiss francs. It's in the manual. Like I said, if you go to Section J20, Appendix J, it's in there. It's all coming together.
They plan when they implode the economy, absolutely. And it's Social Security numbers, how to process citizens, our Social Security cards. When we got this document, we broke this a few years ago, it took weeks for people to admit it was real. People were like, oh, it's not real. They finally had to admit it was real.
I get to work, and I leave it on the bar, and I open it up and let my customers look at it. Now, I'm like, look, right here. HPD officers, read it right here. It's right here. And they're like, yeah, but that'll never happen. What's happening now? And I appreciate everything you're doing. You know, the system is not broke. It's doing exactly what they designed it to do. And, you know, people need to get ready. They really do. And I thank you so much, Alex, for everything you do.
Thank you. I just love callers like that. And hearing his voice, his concern, his passion, he's trying to warn people. And the Houston cops are good guys on average. They're going to go, okay, yeah, but it'll never happen. Now they know it's nefarious. Now it won't just be the cover story when the nuke goes off or the dollar dies. And then, oh, well, we already have this set up for the illegals. You know, we'll just use it on you now. See? And they've got all the churches working for them. Makes me sick. We're going to come back with Ted, Sarah, Steve, and Ronell. That'll be it for calls. And then I want to get to this clip. armed Homeland Security agents and community outreach to let people know they're in the area. Feds out in force to remind residents about the snitching program. Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you were in Uptown Greenville today, you may have noticed a heavy police presence outside the bankruptcy court. We got several calls, so of course we checked it out. Several Homeland Security cars were stationed outside of the bankruptcy court and courthouse in Greenville, but not because there was a danger. Homeland Security officers tell 9 on your side they were there as part of their community outreach to let people know that they are in the area. They also were there to remind people that if they see something, say something, especially when they see anything suspicious happening outside of a federal building.
Well, yes, I do see something. I see helicopter raids, armored vehicles, checkpoints, kids being trained to spy on their parents, parents being arrested because their 9-year-old daughter plays in the park across the street, totally legal, still they're in jail. I see total tyranny. I see the country collapsing. I see the borders wide open. I see the drug cartels kidnapping people all over the U.S. now. I see you purposefully wrecking the country so you can be the heroes that race in with martial law and permanent state of civil emergency to keep us all safe. I see you guys carrying out just continual soft false flags. Because you know we'll catch you. You blow up another federal building. We know who did it, the names, everything. We have the eyewitnesses. You didn't kill enough of the cops that saw you. It got out. Don Browning and others, the head of the canine unit. We know who you are. We got your hotel receipts. All of it is public. What are you going to do? It's been in the Salt Lake City Tribune. It's been in WorldNet Daily. It's been on InfoWars.com. Going to kill us all? We know who did it, where you planted it, everything. And you may not be convicted in court. You're convicted in front of everybody out there. And we know about the underwear bombing. You putting that drugged-up Mutala bomb there by the CIA. We broke that. Came out in Congress a month and a half later to roll out your naked body scanners. We know all about you running Al-Qaeda and running the narcotics and running everything else. And you're not going to shut jack squat out. You understand? We have released the information, and now people know what to look for. So instead, you're just, gee, we don't know why all these people are coming. Turns out you had a secret deal last year with Guatemala. Impeach Obama now. And a deal with Mexico. It's obviously industrial level, letting them on the trains to come up there. You try to hop a train and come up there from Guatemala over 1,000-plus miles. Do you know what they do? They knock your front teeth out and take you to a forced labor camp. New York Times reported on that. The shame of Mexico's immigration. Why, they're bad, too. They have a border. And we went down and showed the border was open. And showed them being loaded on the buses because the ICE agent told us where to go to get it on tape. And you know the New York Times and CNN already knew all that. You know they all know it's the end of the border. Now, again, even the average DHS cop or the average Border Patrol person are good people. They really believe they're fighting Al-Qaeda. They really went and signed up when they had family and stuff that died on 9/11. I know a lot of these people. I run into them and they go, listen, man, we're not bad. We didn't believe you. We thought you were nuts. Now we know it's true. This is scary. You hear them call in? You're right. It is scary. And guess what? We're all in this together. You think all your big shows of force and all this, you know, you're being ordered out there to do this? It's to acclimate everyone for federal police on the streets and military. We were sent video today that's going to be on the Nightly News tonight. We don't have time to put it out now. Inside the military training to put black people in forced labor camps. Yeah, it's sensational. I just can't handle it anymore. I don't know. I may have to get out of here. Because it's just getting too crazy. And it's probably going to, they're going to say we're racist when we put this out. Because we don't want black people in camps. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, you don't want to chop black babies up, you're racist. I'm just so sick of it. I don't even know what to say at this point. I'm not complaining. I'm not whining. I'm just saying I sometimes I just leave early now because it's just like, it's overwhelming. I mean, I can't sit up here and work till 8 or 9 at night if there's just always more. I can't even cover it all. It's just, they're destroying the country where we live, where all my family's buried. They're going to come for our guns. They already are in California and New York. They already took them in Chicago, D.C. Supreme Court ruled 5 years ago to let people be armed. They're not letting people be armed because they don't care. And I can't break through the language barrier. I can't reach out to all these Latin Americans that are being used to do this. Plus, they wouldn't listen. Even they know it's true. They'll say, yeah, I know I'm being used, but I need to eat. See, the globalists know how to just throw crises at you that are real. They run Al-Qaeda, but Al-Qaeda's real. They run the collapsing border, but it's real. It's happening. The media is always, Alex Jones doesn't think 9/11 even happened. Never said that. No. It's the White House that teaches 2 plus 2 equals 5. Oh, no. 9/11 happened. They're a real Muslim terrorist. I don't know they were involved in this, but they're real ones. I know the supposed hijackers were from Saudi Arabia, so we attacked Iraq. I know it's been used to take our freedom, and now we're told the Tea Party and veterans and gun owners are it. And every professional I tend to run into, lawyers and doctors and preachers, have been approached and been put into intelligence operations. And people, all of these movies and TV shows, all think it's like a status thing. Like, That's right. I've been recruited by the CIA here, and I'm the principal of the school at the high school. And I keep tabs on everyone just for the country's security. And it's the same thing with dentists and everybody, and then these preachers. You go to these mega churches. You go up and talk to the preacher, and you go, so are you part of the clergy response operation? He's like, hey, how you doing? And Alex shows you that funny guy. I got to go. And they walk over and talk to one of the cops standing at the door looking at you. I mean, it's literally being put into a re-education camp. I mean, you realize you're like in a body snatcher movie, folks, but it's our own species doing it to us. You realize you're dealing with actual accredited officers of a command takeover in an army. And I'm just some guy in Texas up here going, look at this, look at that. I mean, we're wide open, people. Do you understand? This isn't an intelligence takeover to build something pretty either. I'd be against it because it can be turned to evil later like the Ring of Mordor. Do you understand now? I hope you do. Because when they bring in this new system, they're not going to let anything of the old system be there. And the old system has plenty of problems, but it's not evil from top to bottom. Everybody wants to conform and act like they're in the system and repeat, I'm going to say everybody, large portions of people, and think you're comfortable with status quo. And in most cultures that aren't evil, status quo is good. No. Status quo is flesh-eating bacteria killing hundreds of thousands of people a year, and they're covering that up, and other hospital infections. Status quo is total surveillance of everything you do by a criminal group that's doing it illegally and hasn't gotten in trouble for doing it. We're going to skip this network break. Ted in Nevada, thanks for holding. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you so much for taking the call. I'm honored to talk to you. I'm a longtime listener.
Honored to talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
I wanted to call in about the engineered drought we're having here in the West. I've been kind of following it for a long time. I'm here next to the...
Yeah, no, they send the weather modifiers in every time a big Pacific storm comes in, and they spray it and knock it down. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation finances it. They're paid by the government to do it, and it's all public.
There's a lot more I found out. It's called the pulse flow. They've basically been letting water out of the largest water reservoir in North America, which is Lake Mead, for like the last decade or so. And they've got pictures from like Huffington Posting Progress and all these like liberal nonprofits basically saying that they've been doing this. There's an agreement between the U.S. government and Mexican government where they're basically dumping water out into the ocean. And it's all out there. It's all public.
Oh, yeah. And then if they can't dump it in the water like Klamath on the California-Oregon border, they will just put a fish that's invasive in and then say, you can't have water for a decade because of the fish. I mean, it's a siege operation. But, sir, they're not just turning the lakes off or diverting them to the ocean. And you're right, that's on record. They are chemtrailing and weather modification to knock out those storms before precipitation brings in. And instead they dump it on the Midwest and cause floods. And it's a geoengineering program. The fact it's going on is declassified. Details are classified. $5 billion a year, Department of Energy. We have huge file cabinets. I was going to make a film about it called Dark Skies, never did it. And there's like hundreds of patents on weather control from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Stanford Research Institute weather control. They were controlling hurricanes, the Navy was. And I talked to the whistleblower, Fox News picked it up, in 1967 certified that they can create them, steer them, destroy them, make them stronger. But the general public just does not know that they're not in Kansas. We are in a science fiction movie right now.
Yeah, it's just pretty incredible seeing it firsthand. I spent a lot of time at the lake and just watching the water level drop like 40 or 50 feet in the last year.
Well, you're just not going to have that water. It's going to be dumped in the ocean. I appreciate your call. I mean, look, the border's wide open. They're shutting down our power plants. They pay to ship our jobs overseas and then just give us fiat money and welfare to get us dependent and get the robot cars and the robot troops and the robot factories ready. You know, you think it's bad they got child labor in China and forced abortions. Now they're just making the apples with the first of the new plants that don't have humans in them. Thank you, caller. Thank you for bringing up that point. Yeah, the public, though, generally doesn't care about just incredibly far out, wild, fantastical stuff, like admitted geoengineering manipulating the weather to break the West, to get you off the land, to move into cities. Then they'll turn the water back on once they get it all. Oh, boy, aren't they nice people? Sarah in Ohio. Sarah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I won't take up too much of your time. I wanted to let you know about a flyer that was handed out somewhere down in Cincinnati to my boyfriend that talks about one world government. Front of the flyer has, you know, a picture of a globe on it, and then it says, a world government. Why do we need one? Is it possible? And who is qualified to rule? And then it says, here are the answers at a free public event. This is your invitation. And it also says, Earth new ruler. Who really qualifies?
Yeah, that's a Jehovah's Witness flyer, I believe.
That's right. That's what it's saying about that Jehovah's Witness is the one who sent this out. This was for a convention, a three-day convention in Indianapolis that is free. For people to talk about one world government. Why do we need one and who it could be to rule?
I don't know the details of that. I've seen those flyers, and CJ says he's seen them. But I would imagine that it's a way to get people there to talk about it and probably say it's going to be Antichrist, but I don't know. Because I haven't followed that to its final conclusion. But world government's already here. It's a corporate government that's exempt from regulations and taxes and is above the law. And they have a definition of that. It's called tyranny. It's the ultimate form of discrimination that Warren Buffett's the biggest recipient of banker bailout money, is exempt in many cases, and then lobbies for our taxes to be raised. I mean, that's just outrageous. Thank you, Sarah. Steve in FEMA Region 5. What former state are you in, sir?
Michigan.
Oh.
It's good to talk to you again, Alex.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm a Christian, and a big problem in the church is that fellow believers in Jesus Christ don't know the real meaning of Romans 13, that it describes a legitimate government that punishes evildoers, and when the government becomes the evildoers, we have grounds to resist.
Well, that's true. And the Declaration of Independence states that as well. It's just common sense. But they've already got it set up with the 320 million people in this country to want a physical war that destroys the old police military order, which is very corrupt, but nothing compared to what they're bringing in, to bring in the new computerized social worker command and control system on the ashes of the old one. So it won't do anything to... you know, go out and kill a bunch of police and military. That would blow up in our face. I'm not saying you're advocating that. But if they march them out against the stage false flags and go after people, the media and the culture has predictive programming. It already shows the rebels in all these TV shows killing cops and military. So people think that's what you go do to go resist. No. You go after the, and I'm not saying this. I'm saying this is what you would, if you were really wanting to resist them. You go after the bureaucrats. You go after the owners. You go after the people running it. You avoid the police and the military. That's not it's like in the video game where you don't want to shoot the women and children. You want to go around those, okay, as much as you can. You lose points. You lose points when you go up against them. Plus, you don't want to engage them anyways. They're trained to fight, okay? You want to go after the brain bugs. Just like in movies like that standard study since the 50s of the Army and Navy and Marine Corps colleges, Starship Troopers, the actual book is much better than the film. The point is that they go after the brain bug. You don't want to be out there. Do they try to go out once they figure out how to fight and just try to fight the little bugs, the warrior bugs? No. They want to stay away from those and want to go find the brain bug. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't calling for violence, if that's what you were thinking. I mean,
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know, resisting in the info war. And I mean, I'm a believer in self-defense as well. I own firearms, and I mean, if they do offensively attack us first, I'm for resisting. But right now I'm for like a peaceful revolution, like you talk about all this time.
Absolutely. Where do you think it's all going?
Well, it's not looking good. I mean, they could use the open borders to, you know, stage a false flag and, you know, blame it on whoever to take our liberties away some more. I mean, it's not looking good. I mean, I've been agreeing with most of what you're saying.
Well, they're using the wealth and the power of the West to build an empire, while at the same time trying to destroy the West because it has ideals that, if realized, would overthrow their system and create a literal solar system and galaxy-wide renaissance. Just, I mean, what humans could do is just so awesome. But the churches have told everybody that we're not allowed to have that. It's the end of the world and all the rest of it. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's very evil. Appreciate your call, Steve. Brent in FEMA Region 6. I'm in FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas. Go ahead.
How are you today, Alex?
I'm all right, brother.
Reason I'm calling, man, is this is really just getting me upset. It's time for the fellow info warriors to put our money where our mouth is. I make a little over $10 an hour, and I'm a Prison Planet member, and I know there are more people more well off than I am that don't have children to support that can afford to buy that Prison Planet membership.
Well, let me say this, Brent. I want you to drop your membership and call up tomorrow so we can give. We're going to start, and I want to get this set up by tomorrow, folks. I'll figure out how to do it. We want to give memberships away because we've gotten better bandwidth. We've gotten cheaper bandwidth. And it's important to fund us, but absolutely, I'm sick of it being people that don't have money supporting us. I want the yuppies and the rich people I run into that are listeners, they should be buying family water filters from us. They should be buying our food. They should be buying all the supplements that are great anyways. And they should belly up and really, on a weekly basis, buy stuff from Infowars.com so that we can expand our operation and keep it going. Because I don't like hearing about people that have got families making $10 an hour paying $5.95 a month. Though 11 people can use it, though it's very affordable, that's not my goal. That's why as soon as we got better bandwidth and the cost has gone down across the board, that's why the NSA can spy on everybody so cheaply now as well and save everything. Well, it's with us bandwidth is cheaper. The daily radio show video is free at Infowars.com on the listen page. So we would give everything away from free. Listen, if some endowment came along where, you know, $8-9 million a year, that's how much it takes to run this, folks, and that's cheap for something this big. I mean, if a billionaire endowment came by and just said, here's the money, I would stop advertising. The issue is networks and radio stations have ads that would still be there, but you wouldn't have me plugging stuff. So, I mean, that's my goal. I would like to not focus on money. And so, yes, if we could figure out how to advertise the fact to wealthy people and middle-class people that, hey, you better do what the elite does with money. They go and spend it to get what they want. You better support real media. You better support good candidates. You better get active or lose everything. Is that what you're saying, Brent?
Well, yes, sir. I think also it's time for even the people that aren't as well off as myself. It's time for the lobbyists. You know, we have the power. We have the money as the people. And, you know, I have no problem paying that $5.95 for my membership. It doesn't put me on the streets or make my kids any more hungry. In fact, I want to buy another membership just to give to another 11 people. We're the voice. We're the lobbyists. Next time people got mad, you know, you know, people with money are sitting here taking advantage of all the free things offered. It's time for y'all step up to the plate, be men about this issue, face the fact that we're in trouble, and put your money.
No, I hear you, brother. You're so angry. I think you're strangling your phone. But God bless you. Look, I'm out of time with Jeff in Utah, Edward and Jim. I've got to go do other reports. We got a bunch of breaking news. It gives me a headache, actually. To realize, because it's exciting once it goes on air and we warn people, that's the fun part. The going over it, the research, I got hours of that ahead of me. And then personnel meetings, other things. So I got to go literally deal with light bulbs right now. But I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. And that's, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I also went out with friends last night, so I'm a little little tired, as they say. But sorry to other callers. I'll be back. Lord willing, tomorrow. Nightly News tonight has big breaking news. 7 o'clock. Please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders.
They have recruited the rich and the powerful. They have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
For the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
Now, the victim, the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks. They do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me, and they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday edition. I'd like to hear from you on any subject you'd like to discuss, from the collapsing borders to the decline of the dollar to banks in the U.S. and Europe now saying, yeah, we may start charging you to have deposits and changing regulations with governments to bail in or actually take your money out of the bank to protect it. I said that. Take your money. Take your Social Security, take your pension, take your 401k, take your stocks, and take part of it to protect it. You know 2 plus 2 equals 5. You know Heather has two mommies. You know open borders are good. You know George Washington is bad. You know we need to be like Chicago, highest crime rate in the world by taking guns from citizens. You know gun control works. You know you didn't build that business. You know raising the debt doesn't raise the debt. You know the government runs ISIS, but that's no big deal. But ISIS is a threat, so we got to take all your rights. See, it's the inversion of reality by design, flaunting it in our faces. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here's some of the headlines. I'll just start now. Cry havoc and loose the dogs of war. Feds to open $50 million resort for illegals and their children, complete with tennis courts, saunas, and pools. That is not a joke. That is up on drugsreport.com with the photos and the official announcement that the feds are basically going to be, through faith-based initiatives, that's what Bush started and the Democrats love, total violation of the First Amendment, the churches, and this is a Baptist group doing this. The Catholics, Baptists, they're all in on it at the top. and this country is just an absolute shambles. This is why Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs cannot, it's been a year, and he goes to the VA constantly since he's been here for 3 or 4 months. He goes down every week. He was down there again today to have a meeting about a meeting about a meeting. And then he had another meeting today about a meeting to then get health care. And he has to have black sheets for the blood he coughs up all night long. And he goes in the bathroom here and coughs up blood. And that's what happens when you get blown up in an armored vehicle that's on fire. And he doesn't get health care. But the illegals are now going to get a resort with saunas, pools, and hot tubs. And they're going to get more than that. Because you've got to incentivize getting the people across Mexico from Central and South America. It's dangerous. Sure, they pay to get on trains. Others are allowed to load on in a deliberate agreement with the Guatemalan president that wasn't public until WorldNet Daily dug it out. But it's confirmed that they made the deal last year. Obama went down there, but it was obvious it was a deal. I mean, Mexico used to have a very controlled border. They still do. But the illegals have to pay the government in cash at the Guatemalan border, and then they're allowed to get on the trains and conduit up. And then they're harshly dealt with if they get off the trains anywhere in Mexico. And they go, no, we want to go to El Norte, because that's where you get three hots and a bed, and all the health care you need, and now tennis courts, saunas, and pools. This is from the Gateway Pundit. We've mirrored it up on Infowars.com. The Obama administration has awarded a $50 million contract to a charitable group to buy a Texas resort hotel and transform it into a 600 bed facility for juvenile illegal aliens. The beautiful Palm Air Resort and Hotel has an indoor Olympic-sized pool. Wow, that's nice. And an outdoor pool. I get to go pay $3 and swim in Barton Springs. I don't get that. Free Wi-Fi. I don't get that. And cable TV. I don't get that. I have to pay for that. And included is a decorated guest rooms. The Palm Air Hotel suites is said to be sold to Baptist Child and Family Services, operating under the federal contract pending local government approval, according to reports from Weslaco, Texas, where the hotel is located. I want to send reporters down there right now today. I just want somebody to go down there. Weslaco is a few miles from the Rio Grande in Hidalgo County. I mean, get on an airplane, fly there, just boom, let's do it right now. The resort hotel for illegal alien children is reportedly the first in the nation. And looks like a nice South Texas resort. I take my family sometimes, down to the funky Texas beach. We stay in places like this. They're nice. The plan is to have the hotel ready for illegal alien children by October 1st of the year. A mere 2.5 months from now, it is expected the average stay will be about 15 days. And I want people to go on the property. They'll have some security guard say, go away or whatever, because they don't want anybody seeing this. I want somebody to go in undercover. I want to see the rooms. I want everything. So just decide who we're going to send right now on this. I think Kari's doing the news tonight. I mean, I guess we could send Kit and Adon Salazar, or we could. This is a big story, but I want to go down and show HD video of this to everybody. And go file a report on this. And it's in the Valley Morning Stars where this originally broke. So there you go. I want to go shooting with Joe Biggs tomorrow. But I think this is more important because he can't get health care. I think we probably need to send Joe. We can go shoot with suppressed guns another time. We're going to do a... we do occasional Second Amendment shows. And I was planning to do another one because one of my buddies is into silencers and he's got a bunch. He's got one for a 50 cal. Pretty awesome. And went through all the federal stamp stuff and everything, obviously. So we're going to go do an episode just for fun and also for the viewers like it. People have been asking for other brothers in arms. So Shane and Sid and I are going to go out shooting tomorrow. Tomorrow evening. Got to keep the Second Amendment culture going. It's one of the few things we've got. That's why they want to kill it, because the right of people to be armed to defend themselves is a culture. And the globalists have to override all cultures. The big story, FBI says three cartel members are accused of kidnapping South Carolina man, Mexican drug cartels. I mean, they have thousands of kidnappings a year now. I think the last number I saw was 4,000 plus in Phoenix that only had a few hundred a year just a few years ago. And it's like Mexico now. And when Joe Arpaio does something about it, and he does have some police state excesses, but that's part of why the globalists are collapsing things, because then you've got to have a police state to deal with it. But then he actually uses the police state to try to protect the public. I'm not endorsing it. He just, that's what's happening by necessity. And then the feds try to block him. See, that's the thing about this tyranny. But AP's making a big deal about it because they still think it's a big deal in South Carolina, you know, to have Mexican drug cartels kidnapping people. And then now the Mexican drug cartels are having heydays in Chicago kidnapping, and it's just kept quiet. And the word is they pay the Chicago police a slice, of course, and so they're allowed to do it. Boy, watching this country roll over dead and rot in the sun is not a fun thing, is it? And the bad part is it's going to get a lot worse, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. I don't know. Down the road, I mean, I guess I've said I'll never leave the country, but, I mean, what's the point if the country leaves me? I mean, it's like saying I'll never abandon my dog, but if my dog died, I'm going to bury it. But I don't want to talk like that because I don't want to give up. That's what they want to do, is demoralize us and break our backs. So let's just keep going as hard as we can and keep our commitments to try to be good people. It's just so obvious that we shouldn't be going down this road. And the political class just is a bunch of deviants. They want to wreck everything because they like to wreck things. People say, why? The average person goes, why would they stage a false flag to grab power? You know, again, why does this rapist rape women? Why does a psychopathic killer grab kids and torture them? I mean, it's what they like to do. It's like, why do people mutilate themselves? It's what they like to do. You or I don't get it. We're like, why does that person chop their fingers off? Well, they think it's cool. Why does that person mutilate themselves? Well, they think it's cool. Why don't you be tolerant and accept it, is the view they give us. But that's not about being tolerant. It's about us adopting. See, first it's be tolerant, then it's endorse, then it's adopt. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to adopt abortion for birth control. I'm not going to adopt GMO, just go with it, when it kills the rats they feed it to on record, just across the board. I'm not going to adopt glyphosate. I'm not going to just adopt dying and rolling over in the ditch because society at the top is run by psychopaths and at the bottom, a bunch of decadent, disconnected people living on borrowed time with wolves circling you. We're going to go to break and come back and talk to Raider, Jack, Brian, Philip, Carl, and others until the second segment of the next hour, and then Abby Johnson's going to pop in for about 20, 30 minutes, and we'll go back to your calls. And then she had to reschedule because her plane was late or something. She didn't get to the phone in time. It's understandable the way the airports are now. Dr. Alveda King, niece of Martin Luther King, who's got a great new book that I just started reading last weekend. It's at my house right now. I read about half of it. It's on my kitchen table. I was reading it this morning. King Rules, 10 Truths for You and Your Family and Our Nation to Prosper. Really good book. Medicine for a sick society and a sick culture. So that's all coming up. Briefly, I always forget to do this and then I end up having to scramble here on air. I have my glass of filtered cold water. I have my survival shield, Supernation Iodine X2, proprietary from Deep Earth Pure Iodine Crystals. And I put the elixir in organic palm oil base, And then I take the Super Male Vitality. I was out a little late last night, so I'm going to take an extra dose here. Forgot to take it this morning. Be sure and consult your physician before you take this stuff. This is not a game. I don't put out crap, and everybody knows that. If you've tried this stuff, well, everybody's pretty much a repeat customer because we're not selling crud. This stuff's all very simple what it is, but I found out in the supplement industry, people just will not put out the quality. I mean, it cost us upwards of $20 a bottle for some of these supplements, and then we sell them for, you know, $40, $30, $50, depending on the supplement. That's how much these concentrated organic oils, essential oils, and concentrates and herbs are. And the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality, and then, of course, the X2 just acts, in my view, from what I've researched from, you know, the doctors and others, it is like an adjuvant accelerating the other herbs and things. And even more importantly, it funds this operation, a savage, true assault on the New World Order. A savage, true assault on tyranny. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find these amazing supplements and where you dump gas in our gas tank to rampage over the enemy operations. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
All right, let's go right to your phone calls here. And again, if I sound really negative and dark, it's because the world is getting very dark, is getting very evil. We have to recognize it to avoid it. Just like I told the story a few days ago of what happened this weekend where a car came out of its lane. I looked instinctively, didn't see anything on the curb, drove up just on my wheels up on the curb, but looked about 30 feet down. There was a couple walking with their back to me, and so made a split-second decision. Okay, I'm going back over into that lane. I'm just going to run into this car if I have to. I'm not going to run these people over. At least that person's in a car. It wasn't even a thought. It was just, oh, God, there's people. I got to go back over. Luckily, that car had gone back into its lane. And so it's not negative to say, oh, my gosh, there are people right there. I don't want to run them over. It's positive to be honest about what was happening, to stop living in denial. And I know I'm stating incredibly obvious things, folks, but we're in trouble, okay? This is beyond anything we've ever seen, and it's going to get a lot worse very fast. The elite think we're so stupid, they're publicly funding Al-Qaeda worldwide. Publicly. It's in the news now. And the media reports it in the back of the paper like it's no big deal, like they're reporting on the weather or something. The price of tea in China. No, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm just really freaked out. Because if they get away with all this, I mean, man, it's moving quicker than I thought. Let's go to Jack in FEMA Region 2. I guess that's formerly up there in the Northeast somewhere. What former state are you in?
New York.
Oh, so you're in former New York. All right. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Okay. Well, I've been listening to you with horror. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me.
It's okay, brother.
I'm not used to talking on the telephone or on the radio.
Got it.
But I've noticed a few things. I've been listening to you for over 10 years, probably more like 15, 16 years. And I can't no longer afford, unfortunately, to be a member. I've tried, but I live in a fixed income.
I totally understand, sir. I mean, everything that's on PrisonPlanet.tv, you get it first there being a member, and it's $5.95 a month. But everything ends up being free on YouTube, InfoWars, and Prison Planet within a day or so. So please, anyone, don't feel obligated to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. In fact, I'm going to give you our customer service number. In fact, I'm going to say this right now. I want to create an email and a customer service number code that if people call, we will give you a code. And I'm just going to give you a membership, sir. Okay? And anyone else that wants a membership, you just call here and we will give you one. Okay? So make sure that gets set up. Make sure they know. And then we can have original codes we create that we give people. Okay? So go ahead and get to your point, sir.
Okay. A couple things. One thing is, in watching you, I've noticed that you've never commented. I'm sure you know about this, but I've never heard you comment on it. That doesn't mean you haven't. But the IMF and the World Bank and their shenanigans. When I was in college working on my master's degree, which I subsequently gave up when Bush got elected, because I could see the handwriting on the wall. But anyway, there are what's called structural adjustment programs. And
yeah, that's where they tell a country what to do to get the money, and man, it's dictatorship. Just stay there. I'll tell folks about it. We're back in 1 minute, and we're going to get to everybody. We're going to get to Philip and Michael and Carl and Truth Raider. Don't hang up, Jack. I'm coming back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of
independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
The Marilu Henner Show is on.